House Bill 1194, an act to increase certain penalties for unlawful use of computers and computer networks.
House Bill 1194 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. We've got one amendment handed out on this, and I've got another potential amendment. But let me give you a first explanation, and I'll let Senator Moore pitch his amendment while I get the other one up to the front desk. But this bill is brought largely in response to some of the increasing concerns over the violation of the state's computer network and other networks around the state. As our world becomes ever more increasingly interconnected through computer systems and computer software and computer records, the need to keep those systems viable and inviolate without having hackers and other people who either intentionally, well, I should leave it at that, intentionally violate those systems, go without punishment. The current statute was somewhat lacking in the sense that it didn't address the full range of potential problems that are possible under the computer systems that we have today. If you'll read through the bill, there is a long laundry list of different types of crimes and also then the punishments that are listed on page 4. Those punishments, first of all, I should tell you, in committee we changed the word knowingly, which appeared in the original statute, which was used by BIT in their drafting of this bill. Throughout the bill, the word knowingly was removed and reinserted with the word intentionally. There's a slight difference in definition, but it's an important one. It requires that you actually intend to, not simply that you know that the possible results of your actions may be this or that. This actually requires that your intent be there and that the prosecutors have to prove that intent as an element of the crime. But with that, Madam President, I will defer to Senator Moore for his amendment, and I will get mine to the desk.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Bogue is giving you a good rundown on this particular bill, and we've made, in my opinion, some major revisions to this particular bill. I think what we need to remember here is that As Senator Bogus said, that there is the possibility that somewhere down the road, individuals may intentionally do acts to the computer that are not necessarily in the computer owner's best interest. And as Senator Bogus said, that there's a laundry list of violations here on page 4 of the particular bill. And those penalties run anywhere from a Class 1 misdemeanor up to a Class 2 felony. And I think that those are a little severe in nature, just due to the simple fact that, for instance, I leave my computer on my desk here. I have it plugged in, and it's on the Internet. One of the pages are in turn says, well, I know Senator Moore doesn't like country western, so I'll just program a little country western tune into this, and whenever he turns it on, this country western tune will come up. Well, they have intentionally done it, although it was not meant to be a felony. It will be a felony in many instances in this case. So with that, Madam Chair, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I would waive the reading, Madam
Chair. Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Moore motion.
Madam Chair.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Although in committee we did amend many of these penalties down to a lesser felony in nature, I felt that some of these penalties were still quite severe, considering the nature of the bill in its original form when we were looking at Class 1 misdemeanors and Class 6 felonies. So I thought it would be appropriate if we brought some of these felonies down to a lesser felony charge and make the bill a little bit more workable. I'd also inform the body that during testimony the question was asked, and I want you to understand that this bill was first written in 1982, and since that time, to everybody's knowledge, there's only been one individual who has been charged with maliciously messing around with another's computer. So I'm not sure that the need is absolutely positively needed out there, but on the other hand, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I just think that for those individuals who unsuspectingly and unknowingly do something, not intentionally, I don't think we want the results of their actions to be as severe as are stated in this particular bill. So with that, Madam Chair, I would urge adoption of the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to
Madam
amend?
President.
Senator Bogue.
Madam President, I have a substitute motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Bogue moves as a substitute motion that House Bill 1194 be further amended as follows. On page 4, line 8, delete Class 6 and insert Class 1 misdemeanor. Line 9, delete Class 5 and insert Class 6. Line 10, delete Class 4 and insert Class 6. Line 13, delete Class 4 and insert Class 5.
Remark, is there a second? Remarks on the Bogue substitute motion.
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. And ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I apologize for not being further ahead of the game in order to get copies of this made and handed out. But Senator Moore and I talked briefly about this, and I will try and explain this. If you look particularly to the first line of Senator Moore's amendment, it stays the same in my substitute motion. The second change in his also stays the same. If you look at page 4, line 10, however, we're going to leave that as a Class 6 instead of a Class 5. That then follows through with a very similar type of crime, which is listed on line 11. So the two crimes both entail the destruction or altering of a computer system or network. So those crimes, whether you're trying to do it for money or not, are going to be the same crime, same level, everything will remain the same. The difference then will drop also then on line 13 from a Class 4 to a Class 5. So if you're disrupting or destroying a network for the intention of taking money valued at more than $1,000, that will now be a Class 5 felony. I think that these are good changes. I think they're somewhat consistent with what Senator Moore is trying to do. It lowers these penalties. Again, this is a new statute, and maybe we reached a little bit too far in the first draft of the bill. Certainly, we corrected some of that in committee, and I think we've made it even that much more consistent in a better bill now with this amendment. I would ask for your support and passage of a substitute motion.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Senator Eberst.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for Senator Bogue.
State your question.
I certainly don't think I have a problem with your amendment, Senator Bogue, but wouldn't these all be classified as crimes without this bill?
Senator Bogue.
Well, thank you, Madam President. Senator, I believe that under our current criminal statute that if you fail to designate a particular class of crime, it becomes a Class 1 misdemeanor. So if that would be your preference, that certainly would be something that you could propose and change. But I would think that some of the levels of the crimes that we're talking about are more serious in nature than what a Class 1 misdemeanor would allow.
Senator Everest, you have the floor.
Well, I was referring to those instances where destruction of property, theft, burglary, all those kinds of things would come into play in a crime associated with a computer and surrounding a computer.
Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, and again, Senator Everest, I think that maybe my answer was correct but incomplete, and I appreciate the further question. The crimes that we're talking about here have as much to do with the actual property value of the computer system and the software as it does with the inherent but intangible value of our personal data. The similar to a crime of burglary that gets right at the heart of our feelings of privacy and being safe within our own personal data, that these crimes are somewhat more serious in nature than some other traditional theft crimes may be, and thus the increased penalty.
Senator Everest.
Thank you very much.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Senator Brost.
Thank you, Madam President. While we're doing some amendments here that I don't have in writing, but I do know that in the original amendment, 1194RJ, if you go down to on page 4, line 11, delete class 6 and insert class 1 misdemeanor, I believe that you also need to delete felony on that line. Otherwise, we're going to have a class 1 misdemeanor felony. And I don't know if the people that have this amendment and bill really would want that. And maybe with Senator Bogue's amendment, that could be added to that, or has that been taken care of?
Senator Bogue, do you choose to respond?
Madam President, thank you, Senator Brose, for the question. Actually, my amendment would leave the Class 6 felony in place rather than changing it to a Class 1 misdemeanor. So that particular problem is well stated, but it would not be a problem under my substitute motion.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Senator Bogue motion to amend House Bill 1194. Those in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1194 is amended. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1194 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake? Duxbury? Drake, nay. Duxbury? Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator APA, no, Senator Dietrich Elmer. Senator Staggers? Senator Staggers? Senator Dennard?
No.
Madam President, ayes 8, nays 25, excused 2.
House Bill 1194 has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that overwhelming show of support, especially after all that work on the